From Washington, this is VOA News. President Obama dedicates a museum to remember 9/11, and rebels use a tunnel to attack a Syrian base. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting from Washington. President Barack Obama has dedicated a new museum in New York that recounts the horror of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks that killed nearly 3,000 people. He recalled the heroism of rescue workers who helped save thousands of people trapped in the Twin Towers of the World Trade Center.
To all those who responded with such courage, on behalf of Michelle and myself and the American people, it is an honor for us to join in your memories, to recall and to reflect, but above all, to reaffirm the true spirit of 9/11.
The National September 11th Memorial Museum is located on the footprint of the World Trade Center. Britain and the United States have warned Russia that it will be hit by broader economic sanctions if it tries to disrupt Ukraine's May 25th presidential election. Speaking to reporters today after talks in London, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he hoped Russia would encourage pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine to work through the process that has now been opened up.
We welcome the successful National Dialogue Roundtable in Kiev that took place yesterday, and the very good conversation there on decentralization, constitutional reform, and the protection of minority rights. And we hope that the separatists, we hope the Russians, we hope that others who are disgruntled by what has taken place will take note of a legitimate effort to try to reach out, bring people to the table, and find political compromise.
Also speaking in the British capital after Thursday's talks, British Foreign Secretary William Hague said Russia's behavior towards the election will determine whether it will be the target of wider economic and trade sanctions by the U.S. and the European Union. A major workers' union in Turkey called for a nationwide strike today as the death toll for the country's worst-ever mine disaster rose to 282. The Turkey Public Workers Union Confederation represents hundreds of thousands of employees. They say the one-day strike is a protest against the nation's poor mining safety hazards. Meanwhile, emergency workers continue to search for survivors after an electrical explosion erupted deep inside a coal mine Tuesday in the town of Soma, south of Istanbul. Officials say a fire is still blazing inside that mine and is hindering efforts to reach the 120 people thought to be trapped in the pit. Syrian rebel fighters have blown up a government military base in northern Idlib province by tunneling under the besieged outpost and setting off explosives. Edward Uranian reports.
An enormous explosion Thursday destroyed part of the government-controlled Wadi Adaif military base near the rebel-held town of Marat Naaman in Idlib province. It was the fourth such explosion to hit a government position via rebel-built tunnels in recent weeks. Al Arabiya TV reported that the 850-meter tunnel beneath the Wadi Adaif base took rebel fighters 7 months to dig. Opposition activists claim that dozens of government soldiers were killed and wounded in the blast, but it was impossible to confirm the figures. Rebel forces destroyed an historic hotel. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Authorities in Bangladesh say a ferry carrying at least 200 people has capsized near the capital. A district government official told reporters that the vessel was traveling today from Shariatpur to Dhaka on the Meghna River when it sank. He says at least six bodies, including that of a child, have been recovered and the death toll is expected to rise. Rescue teams have been sent to the scene. The number of American workers seeking unemployment benefits has fallen to a seven-year low. It's a new signal that the U.S. labor market is improving. The U.S. Labor Department said today that 297,000 unemployed workers made initial claims for government aid last week, which is down 24,000 from the week before and the lowest point since May 2007. In a separate report, the government said consumer prices increased 0.3% in April. I'm Frances Alonzo, VOA News.